This is to make it 2-0. There'll be no way back for Leitrim. Mikey Brosnan, American, born and bred, drives it in, and New York are heading for the Connacht football semi-final.
Well, there you go. Those are the scenes in Gaelic Park in New York. New York and Leitrim playing out an historic Connacht Senior Football Championship quarterfinal. New York winning their first game in the championship, and they wouldn't have done it, did it with a number of American born players, which is great to see in terms of the development of the game there, but they wouldn't have done it without a number of key players from this county. Two of them, Rob Wharton from Renard and also Gavin O'Brien from Kearns O'Reilly's from Tralee, with me on the line to talk about what faces them this weekend as they take on Sligo in the Connacht Senior Football Championship semi-final is Rob Wharton's mother, Alice Wharton. We also have Holly Kearns, chair of Kearns O'Reilly's. Good morning to both of you, and thanks so much for joining us in the programme. Alice, I'll start with you. Did you ever think you'd be following your son and watching him playing in a Connacht Senior Football Championship semi-final?
Well, perhaps not in the Connacht semi-final. I didn't think at one stage at any stage that he would be involved in the Connacht Championship. But it's wonderful that he is, you know. It is great that they're involved in the Connacht Championship, you know, the team in its entirety. And it's an opportunity to be included in it, especially for players born in the US as well as Irish who have made New York their adopted home. So. Yeah. I was never surprised, but Robert would continue with his sport because that is first and foremost his first love, you know.
Yeah, so, yeah. He's been a brilliant footballer. He won a county championship with South Kerry. He's played for Kerry. He has played rugby to a very high level as well. And he moved to New York, and it was a natural thing for him to sign up and get involved in Gaelic Park. Was it?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You know, he being involved in football here, I suppose it was the most natural thing for him to get involved in GAA in some format while he was in America, you know.
So he's delighted
to be there.
What was it like watching? What was it like watching the quarterfinal? I know you're heading to the semi-final as well.
Oh, it was absolutely nail-biting, to be honest, you know, and so delighted for all of them. You know, they're a very close-knit group, and there's great credence to their manager, Johnny McGeaney, and the New York management team. You know, he's a person with a young family who got involved with New York, a team who had never won a championship before, you know, so it is absolutely fantastic for them all, you know.
Yeah, it's brilliant, and they're a right adventure. Yeah. Now, Holly Kearns, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gerry.
Gavin O'Brien, a key performer in midfield, a contender for man of the match the last day. Some game and an amazing roller coaster for him after all, I suppose, he's done with the club over the last couple of years.
Absolutely, yeah. But I suppose nobody would be in any doubt, Gavin is inter-county standard player. You know, he's an outstanding midfielder. Runs like a gazelle, you know, and he's a great kicker and a big man, about 6'4 or 6'5. And I'm sure, you know, that he'll have a big game again now this weekend. He was outstanding against Leitrim and played very well. So we're delighted for him, everybody in Kearns O'Reilly's, you know, that he's establishing himself over there very quickly and that he's staying at inter-county level, because you must remember that he was in with the Kerry panel on foot of an outstanding county championship campaign for us.
Yeah.
In 2018, he was drafted in by Peter Keane in 2019 and played some outstanding league matches, particularly against Dublin here in Tralee. And he picked up a troublesome injury that went on for about a year then, and found it hard to re-establish himself back on the Kerry panel afterwards. But he had a great club championship campaign for us last year. Even when he was over in New York, he came home for all the games and played well against Kilmacud in the semi-final. You know, so he's a big player, and he's a big player for New York now tomorrow, definitely, yeah.
And on a real adventure, the people in the club must be delighted watching his progress.
Absolutely, yeah. There was a huge crowd gathered in the club there to watch the New York Leitrim game, and a huge cheer went up. A lot of players that he would have played with, nearly the whole team were there, and a lot of club supporters were there. A big cheer went up every time he got on the ball. You know, while we were watching on television, of course, a huge cheer then went up when the final penalty went in. You know, when New York qualified to meet Sligo, so that was a big achievement for them because things haven't gone well for them over the past number of years. And it was great that they had their day in the sun, and hopefully they'll give a very good account of themselves now against Sligo as well.
Yeah, Alice, what are the feelings ahead of the semi-final?
of great excitement and hope, and we're all being very positive that they'll have success, you know, tomorrow, and we wish them all the best, you know.
Yeah, yeah. It's a brilliant thing for the community over in New York to have this adventure, to come through a game, to be here in the semi-final of the championship and what follows on after that. So it's reflective, I suppose, of the work that's being done over there with the players.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You know, I mean, you know, there's even I was over in Gaelic Park there recently. Robert wanted me to come and be there as well. You know, so you know, to see the Irish, you know, the older Irish who go there and even watch the training there day in, day out. You know, and week in, week out. You know, fierce interest in the GAA over there. You know, and there's great development, you know, in the background with the GAA in New York. You know.
Yeah, there certainly is. Holly, look, they're not the only Kerry players playing for other counties this weekend. We've got Teddy Doyle from Temple Knowe who'll be lining up. He might even be marking Tadhg Morley in the Munster Championship. And Pat Spillane is playing for Sligo against the New York men. So there's Kerry fellas doing well wherever they go.
Exactly, yeah. You know, which is great to see, you know, that that they're still playing at inter-county level, which is obviously the highest level that you can play at. So it's great to see that those guys are involved, you know, that if they're not doing it with Kerry, that they're doing it with other counties as well.
Yeah, that's a key consideration for it. And look, who knows, it is a championship, it is a chance New York do have. I mean, you could say with what's happened and the shocks that have been in the Connacht Championship, Holly, that anything could happen on Saturday night or Saturday afternoon.
Oh, yeah, you'd give them a fighting chance already against Sligo, even though Sligo, you know, have improved big time.
Yeah.
Over the past couple of years, and I see there and over they had good wins at minor level and under 21 level in Connacht again over the past couple of weeks as well, you know. So they will obviously go in as favourites, but sure, they have nothing to lose, and hopefully they'll give it a good rattle anyway. And I said it would be a big a sizable enough Kerry contingent travelling to that game, you know, because of the Spillane connection, because of Gavin, and obviously because of Ron Parton as well, you know.
Yeah, there certainly will. Well, listen, look, it's going to be something for us all to look forward to over the weekend as well. If you have a view for us on that, get in touch. And Alice, look, the best of luck. A pass on our well wishes to Rob and the team as well. And we'll be watching with bated breath to see how things go in the Connacht semi-final.
Please, God, Jerry. And Robert was inundated with best wishes and congratulations post the New York Leitrim game. And he wants to thank everybody for all those who sent messages to him, that he appreciates all the support, you know. So fingers crossed, please, God. All
brilliant
right.
Stuff. Thanks a million. Alice, thanks for talking to us this morning. Alice Wharton there, Rob Wharton's mother. And we also had Holly Kearns, chair of Kearns O'Rahilly's, talking about Gavin O'Brien, his involvement as well with New York.